I always hated Shakespeare. Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet and how the Capulet-Montague feud inspired a series of novels. I always hated Shakespeare. They made me read him. In junior high, it was Julius Caesar, and I hated it. In high school, it was Romeo and Juliet, which was cool only because we wasted a week watching the movie, the Zeffirelli, not the DiCaprio. The next year, it was Henry IV, Part 1, to which I said, "You've got to be kidding," and scraped through by listening to class discussions. The Bard of Avon and I were not friendly. So how did I happen to write The Master of Verona, the first of my star-crossed series, combining so many of his characters and plays into one grand tapestry? It started my senior year of high school. I had a choice between a reading Shakespeare and an acting Shakespeare class. I'd done some acting, and there were no quizzes involved in the performance class. A no-brainer. It got better when I was cast as Mercutio. Perhaps the best role for a young man. He has all the best dirty lines, and a great ambiguous speech, a good fight, and a great death, then backstage to play cards until curtain call. What more could one want? Somewhere in the middle of rehearsals, I realized that my teachers had been holding out on me for years. Shakespeare wasn't an author. He was a playwright. He didn't write literature. He wrote plays. Words to be spoken on stage by real living actors. It was like the sun had come out. You don't read Shakespeare. You perform him. Thus started my love affair with Shakespeare. Community theatre, college productions, professional summer stock, and rep companies, until finally I was performing with some of the greatest Shakespearean actors in the world. I became a Shakespearean actor, something I would never have believed. Shakespeare gave me a career. Then he did one better, and introduced me to my wife. We met playing Kate and Petruchio in The Taming of the Shrew, giving us banter material for the rest of our lives. Today, she's the artistic director of the Michigan Shakespeare Festival and the executive director of a Crew of Patches theatre company, while I bum around acting and choreographing stage violence. Performing and directing Shakespeare pays our bills. Then, as if icing this cake with the word irony, Shakespeare got me to write a book. Once again, it starts with Romeo and Juliet. I've shared my general thoughts on that play elsewhere, but to boil it down, I'm firmly of the opinion that Shakespeare's play isn't a tragedy. It's actually a comedy that goes horribly wrong. These are comic characters, lovesick young man, headstrong young girl, clowns, etc., doing comic things, falling in and out of love, having secret weddings, etc. Only people begin dying. I expressed these views at the bar a few times, and before I knew it, I found myself approached to direct the show. Basically a put your money where your mouth is proposition. Warily, I accepted. I was 25, and it was my first time directing Shakespeare. So I pored over the whole text in a way I'd never done as an actor. And while I was doing that, I found something. I found a cause for the feud.